did our last what we considered a mass clinic, where we had a full team of nurses and folks coming in, and we ended up finishing up the Sherrard and Mercer County school districts. We had another 150 that we can say in the county are fully vaccinated as of yesterday. So, and those were ages 12 to 17. So we said, you know, once we hit that one, once we got that finished, that we are now moving out of mass vaccination systems into immunization. And basically all that means is we're going to try to have times available for folks to come by appointment. Right now, we're working on our plan. We are working on a walk-in clinic situation, and I will have all those details once we kind of finalize all of that. What we're looking at right now is basically to have our clinics or our availability here at the health department. We're working on making sure we can have some Pfizer available as well, and then folks can come to the health department and get their immunization anytime that we're open. Give us a call and we can work with folks on that. One of the things that we are also looking at the possibility is some pop-up clinics throughout the county this summer, where we would be in different communities and we would let folks know ahead of time, hey, we're going to be here, we're going to have these types of vaccinations available, the vaccine, and try to just get around the county to make sure that everybody who wants it can get to it, because we know sometimes transportation is an issue for this.
As of this week, then, with the doses administered to the 150 plus students at Mercer County and Sherrard School Districts, again, the second and final dose for them, where do we stand at in terms of vaccination numbers now?
We're right a little over 6,200 people being fully vaccinated, and that's about 40% of our population, so that's a really good number. We're moving up incrementally, and that gives us about close to 12,500 folks that have received at least one dose of vaccine that have been, that's the total number of vaccines administered to Mercer County, the Mercer County community. So, some folks in that is the Johnson & Johnson, they're considered fully vaccinated. But some folks may have gotten just one dose of the Moderna or one dose of the Pfizer and elected not to get the second dose.